ואין להם משהו כזה ישר וגמור, וכלומר, אז זה תמיד לא ראיתי מזהה במי. כי יש רשי, נחסיבו נפש בנפש. רשי סד נפש בנפש, כאילו יצא איזה תחת. רשי. אין מסוגלים להממס ברשי. אבל יצא איזה נפש בנפש, כאילו יצא איזה תחת. כאילו יצא אז תחתס צריך לומר ואפילו אם העידו על השורתם שאיזה גאידו פלויני חייב ופלויני מונה לדילה בזיבורס זה משל ממיטה אם רוצו לחייבו אחרים ממיטה ולא יצאו לקרות עם אך שמקש אז זהו נפקד ישחייבו ממיטה סמדתי ממסבר דדבור לא מגיעים כסדר הדבור ורישוינים בעצם שאל דה שייר שאל דה רישוינים מוס where is the פוסוק פון עדים זיימן Where is the pasuk from Eidim Zayinim? So some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, means Adam, Abba Mefurash in Teisus HaRosh, Mefurash in Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, and Mefurash in the Rashba, b'shem Riber Rav Avrot, this is the Rivo. Three Rishonim, that is no pasuk on Eidim Zayinim. It's a Svore. While they wanted to be Mechayev Meita, so Misvore they pay Meita. There's no pasuk that they pay meita. There's no drosha that they nizay mimim pay meita. Ala abo obis nizikim we have droshas. Here we don't have a drosha. Abo it's a svore. Val they wanted to be mechayev in meita. So it's a svore that they pay meita. Rashi stated as a pasuk. Rashi stated as a pasuk. Rashi stated as a pasuk. As there's before shal Rashi, it's a pasuk. What is the posuk? Nefesh ben nefesh. A shver posuk. Rabbeinu Peretz brings down a different drosha. A third drosha. What is the third drosha from Rabbeinu Peretz? The third drosha from Rabbeinu Peretz is we learn it out from Boishas. Fakir from Teisvus. We learn it out from Boishas. Boishas says like Rashi is a drosha. And the Sochus say Necho, we learn it out from Boishas. So we have three droshas in Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim. Other a smore, other nefesh ben nefesh, Other, we learn it out from Boishas. Taisus Fakir, he brings the Sifri that Boishas has learned out from Eidim Zayimim. Why he brings it out as a Akdome? Don't tell me Eidim Zayimim is a Svore. I have a Raya. If Boishas has learned out from Eidim Zayimim, Vice Tois that Eidim Zayimim have a Pasuk. On them you cannot learn out Boishas from Eidim Zayimim. So there's three Shittas. One Svore, one Shitta is Drosha from Nefesh Benefesh, and one Eidim Zayimim I learned out from Boishas. Zog Teisves, we already need the Pasuk. The Rishonim are right, the Teisa Rosh, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashba Vashem, the Rivo are right, it's a Chasvoret. They want to be Mechayev Meitav, and why do you Chayev Meitav? We need a Drosha. So Teisa says, for what we need a Drosha? Zog Teisa says, ועל קבצורך לא ימד, אפילו אם העידו על שורתם שאיזיק, או העידו פלוי נחייב לפלוי נימון, את הדינה בזיבוריס, למשל ממיטב, תמרוץ על לחייב אחרים ממיטב לצורך לו. כאשר זה לא נפקד יש חייב מיטב. כי וואנטי מחייב סומון מיטב, פשיט את הדי חייב מיטב. סייניט הריים זה זה פוסק, כי וואנטי מבינס על השורתם, אין על המלווה. We'll get back to this two יחד עם זה. אבל if the main that someone is חייב מיטב, זאת תייס is even that I'm going to drושה. Other like רשי נפש בנפש, other from בוישס, other the normal case that they were made on someone that is חייב מיטב, das is a svor, ich darf nicht auf einer פוסק. The פוסק is talking for two different cases. This is the source of the שמייסר of תייסס. The pasuk is for two different cases. But for this case, we daf nishom an apostle. For this case, we daf nishom an apostle. Frekta chasim sefer akash. For what the cases? For normal cases, they want to be made that someone is chayev meitav, I don't need a apostle. Why I don't need a apostle? Because it's svar pshuto. They want to be made that he's chayev meitav, for sure then I have to pay meitav. Frekta chasim sefer, I don't understand. They were made that someone is chayev meitav. Their ziburis is like Yenem's meitav. So what they have to pay him back now? From their ziburis or from a meitav? From what they were paying back? A ziburis or a meitav? They were made that Pliny is chayev meitav. Now their ziburis is like Yenem's meitav. How much they have to give him back? Ziburis or meitav?
Why is it a
kasha? No, they said that I don't need a pasuk for that case. I need a pasuk. I'll tell you why. If their ziburis is like Yenem's meitav, so on kasher zomam, on the besondere drosha that in Israel we pay meitav, they will pay exactly what they wanted to be mafsid in, that it's their ziburis. Now that I have a posuk that they have to pay for meitav, they have to give their own meitav. Taisa said, I don't need a posuk that they have to give their own meitav. Misparev, this is what they wanted to be mafsi, this is what they will pay. Maybe for some saif, I have a poshta naftimina. If there's the bullies, it's like Yelem's meta. So if they want to be paid what they mafsi the Yelem, they want to mafsi the Yelem's meta, after by me, it's the bullies. So they will pay the bullies. But if it's a parsha of meta by the Eidim, so they have to give their meta. Meta, they have to give a better meta. And they pray the chasim say, you have a teretz, but that's the cash of the chasim say. Now you say you have a teretz. Yes, what's the cash? That's the cash. The cash is klo. The Netziv has a different cash. Zog the Netziv have a andere cash. What is the cash of the Netziv? Zog the Netziv, the cash is... Zog the Netziv, the cash is a zeh. The cash is a zeh, Zog the Netziv. What would be the case? Yenem only has the buris. He doesn't have meitav. He only has the bad sodom. He only has ziburis. He doesn't have meitav. So what the wanted to be mafsid? The Eidim wanted to be mafsid him as ziburis. So they would not have to pay meitav. The Eidim wanted to be mafsid him ziburis, not meitav. Now because the Aloch have meitav, they have to pay meitav, even if they didn't want to be mafsid him that chelik. So you need a pasuk. So you need a pasuk. So again, we have two, there's a bekash, it's in two nuschos. One is like, they want to mafsi the meitav, but they have a ziburis, like they his meitav. So, as what they want to be mafsi enough to give their ziburis. As the meitav, they will have to give a better one. And fuck yeah, if he only has ziburis, so they never want to be mafsi, they move him ziburis. So now they don't have to give their meitav, they could give a ziburis. Now that there's a halacha that they have to pay me meitav, they would have to pay me meitav. Al kochoch zog the velt pshat in tesis, is chelik is poshut moi. Tesis didn't mean because they wanted to be mafsid in the meitav, his good tzadeh, that they have to pay the good tzadeh. Chas v'sholem. I'll ask you a shayla. We'll put it in Lashon shayla. Chas v'sefer, understand like this pshat, basically. If I come to someone's tzadeh, he has a nice tzadeh, a meitav dikah tzadeh, and I break the tzadeh, break it completely. What I have to pay back, I have to pay meitav? I have to pay him back how much it's worth. I have to give him back what I want to be mafsid? But the shaykhs. Somebody didn't want to be mafsid in meitav. It's a reason that they would have to pay meitav. Chas v'sholem. So what are the pshat and teisus? Pshat and teisus are they wanted to make chalois din. When they were made that someone is a mazik. And the aloch is that Yenem has to pay me meitav. They get the zelbe aloch that they have to pay me meitav. Even if he never had a meitav. The kashos zomam is they get the same aloch as they wanted to haran zets on him. That he will pay me meitav. We put on them the Zelda Aloche, that they have to pay me Meitav. This is the Kasha Zomav. What they wanted to do to Yenem? A Parsha of Meitav? They get a Parsha of Meitav. So what if Yenem never had a good field? So what if there's a Buris that's worth like his Yidis? It doesn't make a difference. They have to get the Kasha Zomav, the Zelda Meitav. The Parsha of Meitav. We'll take it one more step weiter, tiefer, Spostase. The Welt has a Kasha. Taisa says there's only two chetimtzes that you need a drosha for. Shol tam. We're made in shol tam. Someone shol tam was nogach. So we're made that the shol tam was nogach. So we pay me gufoi. So there the Yenem didn't have to pay meitav. So the Eidim have to pay meitav. Without the posuk, the Eidim would not have to pay meitav. With the posuk, the Eidim have to pay meitav. Frank de Veld, Ke'el with the Eilam asked yesterday. If I say that Yenem's shol is nogach and his tam is mishalem me gufoi, the Gemara says later, Kol metaltelim is called meitav. Metaltelim is meitav. The whole chiddush of meitav is that a karka is a ziburis and is a meitav. Metaltelim, well, you could sell it, if not in this country, you take it to a different country to sell. Yeah, every time you can find a market. A karka, if it's a bad land, no one will buy it. If it's in this place, it's bad, no one will buy it. Metaltelim, if there's no market there, the Gemara says it's kule meitav. So they want to be mastered yet on the shir amurim, the shir atam. Shir atam is megufoi, it's metaltelim. So it's called Meitav, and they wanted to be mafsid in Meitav. So Mechatei said that they will have to pay, what they said, that in the Shoh HaTam, they never wanted Mechayev Yen and Meitav, so without a special pasuk, you would not pay Meitav. Why not? They wanted to be mafsid in HaTam. Oh, but the Terez, they never wanted to give him a Chalois Din Meitav. There's no Din Chalois Din Meitav, it's a Din Meshalem Megufoy. So they don't have to get the Aloch of Meitav, and maybe I need a pasuk of Meitav. This is the Poshtas Advorim and Teisus. So let me gain this Pamelach. So we have the Rishonim, Rashbo b'shem Derivo, Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Teisus HaRosh, that learned that Eidim Zoyim is no pasuk. It's taken no pasuk. It's taken no pasuk. Mislohim, and we have the thesis that is a posuk, nefesh benefesh, although we learn out from boishes. I want to go a step back. It's an order that everyone asks a kasha, the Rashba frek. So if the Rashba, they design him, mishalim imeita. Zog the Rashba, only in a case that they were made on someone that is chayim meita. But in these two cases, shortam, the edim would not have to pay meita. They never wanted to give yenem a din meita. Or if they were made that yenem had a halvot. So they never wanted to say that the other person has to have a parsha from meita. So they don't have to pay meita. So it's not mamish in every case. But when they wanted meitav, it's called every time. So shtigalom. The Gemara says, esrim v'arba ovis nezikin mishalim v'meitav. And the nice thing comes out is lefi rishonim that it's not in every case. It's in most of the cases. But in two cases, takanish. In the case of shortam, they don't pay meitav. In the case of alvoy, they don't pay meitav. So it's not the same as if it's 24 arba ovis nezikin. The Rashba doesn't bother. He points it out, but he doesn't bother. So I want to say a vote from the Rav Shach. It's a vote only from the Rav Shach. But if you know how to learn Pshat, it's mamish mamish meduyik kadei the Rav Shach. Rav Shach said, we hope to affest the machlekes. The Rishonim learned that it's only a svaret, and you say we don't have a pasuk l'shalem imeitav. It's a svaret that they pay me meitav. It's a svaret that they pay me meitav. This is the Rishonim. Taisus has a pasuk. And we said, if you're the Rishonim, you only pay me meita when you want to be made at someone that pays meita. But in the first two cases of Taisus, take it now. And if it Taisus in every case, what a machlekes, interesting machlekes. Look, Rav Shach, I have a deal. I want to read you two together the Taisus. V'tzorich loima, v'afilu im yidu al shor tam shehizik, even in these two cases of cases. Why? I don't need a pasuk. So where I need a pasuk for these two cases? So even in these two cases you pay meita. So I want to ask you a shayla. You know how to learn a tesis. It's smashman and tesis. The tesis is coming as a you're a chidush. Even in these two cases, you pay meita. I, like they say, even though there's a pasuk, maybe the pasuk is for the other cases, so like they say, no. For the other cases, it's a svarim. So the pasuk has to be for these two cases. Right? Like they say, you don't need a pasuk for the other cases. For the other cases, it's a svarim. If they wanted to be made on someone that he pays meita, for sure they have to pay meita. So for where I need a pasuk? For these two cases. Verstehnish thesis. It's a drosh and nefesh benefesh. So every time they pay me meita. Thesis, chzog dir achidush. Ve'im rotsu, ve'idu al echot she'shoyro nogach, they also pay meita. Ve'im ve'idu al someone that has a alvoy, they also pay meita. Why? Don't tell me the pasuk is for different cases. In the other cases, I don't need a pasuk. Because I know it misvore. So it has to be that the pasuk is here. Ki ilu mashma from thesis, if he had a way to push the pasuk to the other cases, he would just push it. It's a diuk lemevini, but it's a diuk amiti from the Rav Shach. And that masn't the diuk. The mashia from Taisus he snaps us. Tzorich lo ima, he brings down that it's a drosha. He brings down that it's a drosha. He says not that it's a drosha. Tzorich lo ima, he's not bringing down. Maybe it's a drosha, maybe not. It's a drosha nefesh benefesh. Tzorich lo ima, the drosha, you know, not Taisus would say, and why I need a drosha? It's a swore. I need it to do two cases. Taisus doesn't say like Rabbeinu Peretz says. Taisus v'tzorich lo imar that with this drosha, even in those two cases, b'chai gavne the halacha would be that you pay meita. Why? Because the other cases, I don't need a pasuk. It's a svore. If Taisus would say like Rabbeinu Peretz, why I need a drosha? It's a svore. Svore will only cover most places. Two places the svore doesn't cover. I need a pasuk. If Taisus would write it like that, like Rabbeinu Peretz, I would not have a problem. So Taisus starts fakir. V'tzorich lo imar zogich dira chidush. Even in these two cases. You have to pay me meitav. Even in those two cases, you have to pay me meitav.
What?
Can
you?
Very good. Zogt Rav Shach, was the first machlekes harishonim. Again, we want to remind you the two kashas that we borrowed from Rav Shach. One kasha we borrowed is the rishonim said it's a svar, and they don't have a pasuk. And lefi the rishonim, the Rashba says klo, only in these cases that he wanted to be made meitav, they will pay meitav. In the two cases of taste, it's like you're not pay meita. It's a mod nezach. this Avnei Zikim is not similar to the other Avos. The other Avos, in everything that they do, they pay Meida. These Avnei Zikim, only in some cases they pay Meida. It's a Shvach Ezach. A Shvach Ezach. Ein Zach. Zweite Schwachkeit is, Tesis deal. Masha from Tesis, he didn't want to say his Chiddush. He would love the Pasuk would be in the normal case. Aber sagt er, I'm sorry, I'm asking, there is a Svore. Ich hab ich kein Brera. The Pasuk is in this case. Sagt er, Shach, Tesis had a problem, and the Rishonim had a problem, and the Rishonim wanted to say that you only pay Meitav when you were made in someone that is Chayav Meitav. With the Lomdus that we said. With the Lomdus that we said. What was the Lomdus that we said? The Lomdus that we said was that you pay Meitav. Why you pay Meitav? Because I want to make a Chalois Meitav on him, I get a Chalois Meitav. But if I was made that someone is Shoras Nogach, and he doesn't have a Chalois Meitav, he only has to pay me Gufoy, and I will get a Chalois Meitav. It's not Kasher Zomam. Be'ilin Kasher Zomam Veleket. Be'ilin Kasher Zomam Veleket. It's not the same. I'm getting a more chamur to go inish. It's finish in kasher zama. It doesn't stim at the person. And what you do when it doesn't stim, you don't do nothing. Remember, we learned Marcus. If you can't work it out, you just pull away. You don't say, but I have to do kasher zama. We start at the beginning of Marcus. What happened where it didn't work out? When it believes in the devil, believes in the zare, it didn't work out, you just don't do. If it doesn't work out, you just don't do. What? You don't do. So, b'meile, what you don't do, the Rishonim don't have a problem. We ask the Kasha of Enkerim Zemim, not every time they pay Meitav. In the other two cases, you can't do it. If you can't do it in the other two cases, you don't pay Meitav. Teisus says, if we learn that it's a drosha, it's in every case. Because the other cases, it's a svorim. So the Pasuk has to be here. How you get more? Avdem kumta Ravshach zok tavo. But even if we don't say the Vokum Ravshach, of a dosing event of Achlekes HaRishonim here. That the Rishonim had a svore, and on the rest, the Rishonim all the taket that gishmak to them to be a pasuk. They didn't want to have a pasuk. Because if you have a pasuk, it's more from Kasher Zama. It's more from Kasher Zama. Tesis is misnatzer. Tzorich loymar, that after pasuk, even in those two cases, you pay Kasher Zama min Meitav. Why? Chobish Kembrera zog Tesis. The rest wasn't in the pasuk. The pasuk is only here. If I would be Tesis, I would say glad. After is a pasuk, it's everything. It's a pasuk, so everything is kasher zama. If I have a pasuk, everything is included. It's a mishanah what was before the pasuk, after the pasuk, chav a pasuk, everything is bichlal. When you have a pasuk, everything is bichlal. No, nish mistaber, no, also was, tak, nish mistaber. I was like, Tesis, chav nish kembrer, that's the asvar, but wait, I know the rest. What?
After the pasuk.
No, so Abshach says that Abshach explains, you want to see it in Niski moment, Perik Aleph, Aloch Zayin. He says that it's Machlekes in the Gdorim from Meitav. I'm not going to say, I don't want to say, but not really, Meitav. The Shailef Meitav is a Mokim Piroen, or it's a Chalois Din. Now, he's showing him really that it's a new Chalois Din Meitav. We'll see the Sugis of Meitav later. I mean, he's taking getting more punishment. The taste is really that it's only Mokim Agviyah. It's only Mokim Agviyah. But it's only Mokim Agviyah, it's not called that he's getting more. But these words to say Meitav is a Chalois Din, kilu it's Chal a Parsha from Meitav in him. Or it's only a Chetimtze from word to be Goyve. When we learn the Sugis of Meitav, we'll see it's Nafkiminis, what is the gather of Meitav? It's like it's a punishment that is called Meitav. Granted, when you have that punishment, the Dark God will give you best land. But other night, I owe the normal money. Now, as a Aloha, when I owe the normal money, I have to find a place to be Goyve. I'm Goyve for Meitav, I'm Goyve for Meitav. God, I'm going with a meta. But it's not a nuchalois punishment. So Tesis learns it's furnish in Kasher Zoma. But the point is that the Kasher that everyone asks is the Rishonim. They say it's meta misvora, but what are the other cases? The Delta of the other cases, Taki Mikemish. And even in Tesis, the Dikduk Akala is that he didn't start the Rabbeinu Peretz. So this is the Tzura Saloshin and Tesis. Everyone thinks that Tesis means the Rabbeinu Peretz. The svore, and what will be the other cases? For the other case, I have a pasuk. It's the opposite. Tesis thought about is a pasuk. Tesis was just maimed that the pasuk is going for these cases and not for the other cases. See, Eitzach, one more shlome, Farmiget weiter. We mentioned yesterday the Rashbos Kasha. The verse is over, Nochem Alamal would say it over, Alexander Sariber. Now the Rashbos asked the Kasha, we mentioned yesterday the Rashbos Kasha. Why the Tana didn't write down another? Esther b'chamisha of his nezikim, the yetziyah from Shein ve'ayin, that Eved is yoytze b'Shein ve'ayin. And we asked yesterday, l'chura, it's not made up. And everyone was asking it, it's yeah made up, or it's not made up. So I want to stick with me, my mid the shayla. The amorat ha-shayla is a ze. It's more from that. It's not only a kasha that Hashem v'ayin is not made up. It's b'chlan no din tashlumim. It's l'chof sh'yashalchenu. L'chof sh'yashalchenu tachas ino. It's not a din tashlumim. It's l'chof sh'yashalchenu. He becomes free. I'm not paying him. You tell me it's a meitav, it's not a meitav. I'm not paying him. It's l'chof sh'yashalchenu. He's yoytze b'chino. It's not a tashlum. He pays his own body, and everyone will try to say, Avodah Mukshel Karkois. It's called a meitav, it's not a meitav. But that's like the kasha tifer. It's not only, it's not meitav. It's b'chlan mishkin din tashlum. And the verse is over a Torah from Reb Chaim. It's good to listen to say it's one of the Gesedis of Reb Chaim and Shen V'ayin. It's a Gemara in Daf Ayin Dalet. A person took out a Shen V'ayin from a Eved. So he's Yoitze B'Shinoi U'Meshalem Dmei Einoi. Hoitzi Einoi V'Shinoi Yoitze B'Einoi U'Meshalem Dmei Shinoi. And they pass in the Rambam. Frege the Rishonim and the Achronim is a Gemara in Gittin that Eved calls man his Me'ukev Get Shichur. Yichoyvel by him, you don't pay. Chosman the Eved is Me'ukiv Get Shichur. If Yichoyvel, you don't pay. If Yichoyvel, you don't pay. Does it aloche? Chosman the Eved is Meshuchah Get Shichur. If Yichoyvel, you don't pay. Does it aloche? So even if you took out the Shein Ve'ayin, if you already he became a Ben Choyrim, it's Pshita. It's a Ben Choyrim. So we speak that before you got to get Shichur. You took out the Shein, and then you took out the Ayin. So why you pay? Why you pay for the Ayin? Because when you never gotta get shichur, you don't pay for the eye. I will explain why. The Gemara explains that there's no din chavolus in my own eved. I don't pay my own eved if I'm chavol, as if I hit myself, I don't pay. Only when my eved becomes a ben chorim, I pay for chavole. Shen ve'ayin is a drosha that is yoitza b'shen ve'ayin. But there's no payment if I hit my eved. So why the Gemara says that if diko shinoi v'simo es einoi yoitza b'shinoi v'shalem d'mei einoi. Zogt Reb Chaim is medayik a gemore. The gemore in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The gemore asks the kasha: why sima es inoy v'hoytzi yeshinoy yotzo beinoy u'meshalem dmei shinoy? Zogt the gemore v'nei me'azei hipi l'shinoy neipik b'shinoy sima es inoy neipik b'inoy sima es inoy v'hipi l'shinoy neipik b'inoy v'b'shinoy. So you'll be yoitza with both. Mechateisa to pay. Chaim said, this is the Gemara's kasha. Omar Abaye Olecha Omar Kro Tachas Einoi Veloi Tachas Einoi Veshinoi Tachas Sheinoi Veloi Tachas Shinoi Veinoi. Zogt Reb Chaim that Azevi is a knas if you moiti the Shen Ve'ayin from the Eved, that the Eved becomes free. Kozman he didn't get a get Shichu and you moiti a Nozer Roshe Yevorim is a new knas. And that knas you pay the money. But it's within knas, not within Chavolos. But now you're thinking Reb Nochum and Sefer and Kuf Ayin Aleph. It's in inside this Reb Chaim. It's in stencil and Daf Ayin Dalet. It's Chalik Beis. But Reb Chaim in stencil and Daf Ayin Dalet. Zot Reb Chaim is Miyash of the Stira in Rambam. The Rambam passed in Hoitzi Es Eiru V'Simo Es Shinoi Yotzo L'Cheirus U'Meshan Ad Mei Shinoi. And the Rambam passed in Chobal Be'evet Koyim Shiget Shichu Eiru Meshalem. The Tenet Sire, he paid the Knas. Zot Reb Chaim, this is the Pshat in the Rashbo. So if the Rashi means if he was makir the Eved and shinoi ve'einoi, so he has to pay the me'einoi. Oh, but it's midin klas, it's a new parsha. So why is that written down in the Echol Me'esim v'arba always mezikin? It's ikar sosu. But as Reb Shimon said b'shem Reb Chaim, that this is the pshat in the Rashi. That the Rashi meant to ask behiko shinoi v'sima es'einoi. So you pay the Dmei Einoi, although the Dmei Einoi is not attached to Masevim Milan B'Pashas, the Gemara in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. I'm just beginning Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It's a new parasha of Knas. One Knas is when I take out your eye, you become free. Because when you have it, it's no Chavole. I take out your teeth, it's a Knas that I pay it. It's a Knas that I pay it. Was a tzad even by Reb Chaim that you know how much you're paying out of tooth. You're paying the whole price of the heaven. And you know why. When I take out the eye, how much you get? Free of the whole body. So when I take out the tooth, cause that you have it, the price I have to pay you is all your price. I'm not paying you within Chayvel, I'm paying you within Knas. Gerade steht nicht das in most Rishonim, kimat often the Gemara, that you only have to pay the money of the tooth, and the Chayim said it's a Knas, it's not within Chayvel. It's really mamash shver. Aber mosh po gishmak nagir Chayim. If I take out the eye, how much I pay? price of the Eved. You become free. The second time is, calls Marinara Ben Choylim, ain't Domin Ben Choylim. And don't ask me, Mecha Teset, to make such knosses. That's what Reb Shimon explained. Why Hashem made a knas on Eved? About the time of the call. Hashem doesn't matter. Every other will do what he wants to his Eved. So, Val Kozman is not a Ben Choylim, now you can hit him. You're not scared you'll lose a part of him. Kozman is Eved, you'll not hit him. Because just in case you take out his eye, he'll become free. Now he became free, but he doesn't have a Shal Shichu. So the Torah is vital kindness you. I make a taste to say Shazach, like a prime, this is the Drosha. Tachas Einoi, Veloi Tachas Einoi, Veshinoi. This is Kavon Asa Drosha in the Gemara. Lomazen the Gemara Vaita. It's three Chalokim in the Gemara. It's a Posh the Gemara. If you divide it right, it's a Leich the Gemara. Lomazen can say the Red Vol. Zog the Gemara as well. Lo Yare Ashor Ke Are Amad. Maike Omar. So Rashi says, Maike Omar, Lomolo Lemit Meklar. Lomolo Lemit Meklar. Rashi means to say, the Gemara Kilo didn't understand, like, what are you coming to say? That they're not the same? Mechateis is a little bit different. Mishum de lemotim before shai lo yare ashar, ki shar v'shem mekoim v'shem v'shas. Like he said it in the beginning of the Masechta, but here it's different. Zog the Gemara, Ochi Koma, Omar Azim Mishin Rove Ochi Koma, lo yifte v'rachmon, echode v'teis idoch minei. On the Omar, echode v'chode lo yasye. You have to see the Rashi here. Teis idoch minei, b'mameh motzinu. Shoshu mazik v'chayev, af amavishu mazik yirchayev. Rashi doesn't say kal v'choymer. Rashi could have said, umashen keren she'ein anu ele ezek v'chayev, shen lekol sheken. Umashen shen kamanotzi lehazik chayev, keren lekol sheken. This is the way he could have learned the Gemara. Umah eish, she'ein beruah chayev chayev, shor v'bor lekol sheken. Umah shor v'bor shadak v'melech v'lehazik chayev, eish lekol sheken. Rashi says, v'meh motzinu. Shor is chayev, this one is chayev. The Gemara doesn't mean that they're more chomer from each other. They're similar. I think Rashi gives Akdama unexplaining the vibe. But similar is a Rashi. But Memotzinu, Shem is Chayim. Mechatei is a Shem or Nabi Chayim. Shem is Chayim, they're the same. So the Gemara, they're not the same. It's a Pirche. Don't the Gemara about it. Ve'lo yizeh v'zeh she'esh mu'a Chayim. Ma'i k'roma, roma, ma'asha ha'ashim, ma'asha ha'ashim, ma'asha ha'ashim, ma'asha ha'ashim. Lirti rachmon etarti v'teisi idach minei. Hoda roma, chodem itarti lo yasya. So this is the first chelik of the Gemara lamazen. It's ein shvere Rashi do, and this chelik of the Gemara. So the Gemara is masbu the first part of the Mishnah. So we'll see what is the first part of the Mishnah. Lo yizeh v'zeh. Sheyesh b'em ruach chayim ki arei o eish she'ein b'em ruach chayim. Lo yizeh v'zeh. Sheyesh b'em ruach chayim ki arei o eish she'ein b'em ruach chayim. The Ayin, the Tana would write, the Pasuk would write two, I would not know Esh. The Ptera would write Esh, I would not know these two. Those are the Gemara. Lo mezen Rash. Zot Rash. Lirtim rachmon et arti. Shor v'mave. V'teisi eish minay. Ve'i parches ma lekeren shechen kavanosi lehazik יקלמי מרשן תוכיח מה לשן שישנו אלה זה יקר קרב יוכיח so I could learn out אש from these two together לפי הוא רשי is going here לפי שמואל that קרן means שור means קרן and מווה means שן so it's not like this if I only have קרן I can learn out אש מה לקרן שכן אין לנו אלה זה יקר שכוונו זה להזיק if I only have שן מה לשן שישנו אלה זה יקר but I have both I could learn out אש the Maram Shif says It's not emet. The maskona lefi rav, shor means regel. Toni shor leragloi. I'm saying lefi shmuel. Shor leragloi, v'shen leshinoi. So we took one of them. You're not the second one. You asked me. So you took one of them. Or mamshach life. V'lerav do amar mave ze odom. And lefi rav, what is shor? Lefi rav, what is shor? What is shor? Ken shem leregel. Okay, now we try to read the rashi. Look at Pibeg, you just can't read. ולרב דום אמר וזה עוד דום תייסי אוכי איפה חינן מה לשויר קרן שם ברגע שכן כוונו זה תוי מר באש עוד דום יוכיח שאפילו אין כוונו זה להזיק ונעד עוד דום מול לא אילו מה לעוד דום של חייבה בדבורים שור יוכיח זה לשור יותר גדול להזיק שמרו עשנו לכו לפי רב שור מינס קרן שם ברגל so how Rashi says the pirche מה לשור שכן כוונו זה להזיק how you read the Rashi כוונו זה להזיק שם יוכיח I can't, again, I want to be mazi what we're looking for. If you understand, it's very posh. We're looking for something, you want to learn out Esh, you can learn out one from each other. But you want to learn out Esh from Shoyr and from Odom. And even so, I can't learn out because Shoyr and Odom have Ruachayim, and Esh doesn't have Ruachayim. So the Gemara says like this, from one of them, from one of them I cannot learn out Ish. Maybe from both together I will manage to learn out Ish. No, from both together I will not manage to learn out Ish. Because they have Ruach Haim and a fire doesn't have Ruach Haim. So Rashi starts. If from Shaul myself I know I can't learn it out, why you can learn out from Shaul? Was a Rashi. Why can't you learn it out from Shaul? Kavanos Ilazik. But Shaul doesn't have Kavanos Ilazik. The Firavit means Shen Baregel also. And Rashi says it's going to Firav. אז איך פרק אפ קיבל אגר? אין לך נאמי. אין לך נאמי, לא תח. תגיד שאת וואט. So I have to come and no, you don't have to say Adam Yechiyach. Shen Yechiyach.
So what's Tarsi?
And if you say Shen Yechiyach, you finish. Shen Yechiyach. Mal Shen Shen Ola Zer. Zer Ker Yechiyach. So I can learn out Esh. So what? But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Rashi is not a good thing. That's what I'm saying. Rashi made a new Kavanos Ilazik. He doesn't mean Kavanos Ilazik bad. He means Shaul knows what he's doing. When he makes a Karen, he's aware. When he eats, he knows. Kavanos to eat. When he walks, fire doesn't know that he's doing it. Just fires through. Fire just burns. On the most of Yosha doesn't know what he's doing. On the Yechiyah. This is Pshat and Rashi, and Brera. And the mile, if it's true, is that now we know why Rashi before decided to speak of Kavanos El Azik. He didn't want to change the words. He liked to speak of Kavanos El Azik the whole time. So he chose to speak about Shmuel and Kavanos El Azik. On the other, we don't have Pshat and Rashi. What? What? Moses says what? We'll get to the Gemara. We'll thank you for the Gemara. About Moses, Rav. Rashi says Rav. Rashi speaks out. The Gemara is something that goes for everyone. Yeah. We'll get to everyone. But we're having a kasha now. Rashi says I cannot learn out Esh from Shaul because Kavanos Ilazik. Does he nisht emes? Maskim or nisht? Does he nisht emes? Does he nisht emes? It's a pill also, because a second ago we didn't say like that. We wanted to learn out show the motion of Fishmur. We learn out Keren means show. Show means Keren and Mavim means Shen, and we want to learn out Esh. The Gemara doesn't make such a pircha. But the problem is Rabbi Kivega says if you don't say that, give Rashi something else to say. So the Melian says Shver. Kivega says you write that it's very modern that Rashi made up such a pshat. So Rashi, you have a different pshat to learn the sugya? That you say that if I would have both, I would not learn out Ish. Something that I could learn out only from both, the Hainu. From one of them, I cannot learn out Ish. As the Moses says, Chode michode lo yasye. Ish cannot learn out from Shaul. But, Ase mitre. And I need to learn out from Tre. The Fira, but it's not Emes. The Chobish can add a Rapshat or Kap Kiveya. We need a Pshat. Lo di Gemore. I mean, So here's one Shver Rashi. I know because of that you'll shlug everything what we said today. But let me send the Rashi. So Rashi, Chode mitrei nami lo yase. The Hainu, you cannot learn out from Shor ve'odom, you cannot learn out Eish. So Rashi, the lo yirei keren umave shiresh buruach haim kerei o Eish. Why Rashi says Keren? So this was your mistake before. I understand. You meant this Rashi. But this Rashi says the loy rei Keren the mavi sheyesh buruach haim kerei o Eish. Why Rashi says Keren? What? So Lefi Rav, I understand, you say Keren. I understand, Lefi Rav is very good. Lefi Shmuel, I understand, you say Keren. But Lefi Rav, why are you saying Keren? So Pashtus, Rashi wanted to say something that goes with everyone. This is the emes, this is what I want to learn Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is saying something belongs to everyone. Keren goes with everyone. Keren Taki goes with everyone. Keren goes with everyone, makes sense. Although maybe as a Pesach here, that Mishum Ma Rashi was only speaking about Kerem, the whole sugya. And then the Kabbalah said, I don't know what is the answer. I said, Rav Kivayegi, Rashi is going before on everything, and Tishver, and Mevezish Kimshak, Einach Anamit, Mevezish Kimshak. I'm saying, Bepasha is the answer, and this Rashi is, Rashi was pushed to going, Lemandom, Rashi wanted to say, Lefi Kula Alme, so he spoke Lefi Rav, Lefi Rav, Rashi speaks about Kerem. Rashi says L'Rav, he speaks it out, Shmuel and Rav. This is a Rashi Mefurish. Shemave, V'L'Rav Do'omar, Rashi speaks out, V'L'Rav Do'omar. Here Rashi is Mesake. Zog the more, Omar Rove, V'Kulu Kishod is Bo Menayu, Asi Kulu V'Me'atzad Le'Bar Mikere, V'Shum De'ike Le'Mifrach Malekulu Shechen Mo'odim Mitchilosom. If I would write Bo, V'Chad Le'Anoch, I could learn everyone, Chutz Fun Keren, Shechen Mo'odim Mitchilosom. ולמען דאמר אדרבה קרן עדיף שכוונו זה להזיק אפילו קרן עמי עשי. This is the second חלק of the גמור. So what is the second חלק? לא משתלם, it's two חלוקים of the second חלק. רובה said, if I would have בויר ואחד מהנוך, I could know all of the מזיקים, dear I don't have a פירחס, בויר ואחד מהנוך, חוץ פון קרן. קרן I cannot know from בויר ואחד מהנוך. Why? שכן מועדים מתחיל עושה. שכן מועדים מתחיל עושה. So I can't know all of them, but I can't learn them out. I could learn it out. What is the svore that I cannot learn out Keren, but mu'odim mitchiloso? Rashi doesn't speak it out Gomish. There's no Rashi. There's a long Rashi on all of them. We have to see later the long Rashi, how you can learn all of them, chutz from Keren, from Bor, v'chad me'anoch. But chutz from Keren, b'chem mo'odim mitchilosa. It's no Rashi. Only when the Moses says, Adrav, I'm a number Keren, Adifa, Rashi says, lo yisparish. But we have to remember, Rashi didn't feel that there's a reason to explain this Gemara. Now, but Pashtus, what is the Pshat in the Gemara? So Tesis means down in the first line. I'm not going to taste the Pshat. Tesis means down in the Pshat, and Azei Shteit in Raivet, which is about Barachov and the Raivet. The Gemara means like this. All of the Obis Mazikim, you pay Nezek Sholem. Keren, you pay Chatzim Nezek. So how you can learn out Keren, b'chad me'anoch? All of the obvious mazikim you pay nezek sholem, keren you pay chatzin nezek. So how you can learn it out? Mechad me'anuch. Zog teisa, this pshat cannot be a pshat. This is the Raivet's pshat. Because if I would learn keren mechad me'anuch, so keren would pay nezek sholem. I want to be the first line of teisa. Ein leforish shemishan mim nezek sholem. Din ken keren ani asi. Kei vada leksiv. But if we were learning keren, keren would be a nezek sholem. Oh, but the Raivet, and Tavid Rabbeinu Tam, they're going with the first pshat of Tesis. That the Gemara means shechem mo'odim mitchilosom, but they pay nezek sholem. We have to know, what is the answer? Zog the Raiva, the answer is, the Gemara never meant that you will not write Tam. The Gemara meant that you will not write Mu'it. Although Tam would be written in the Torah. Tam would be written in the Torah. Mu'it would not be written in the Torah. But Tam would be written in the Torah. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, I want to ask this, two halokim out to learn. First to learn the stasis with the Raivet, with the Rashi, that's Ein Chelek, and then to see the Lange Rashi.